Staro Konstantiniv. In January 1561, a small village of Kolishchensi became the property of Prince Vasil Konstantinovich Ostrovsky. The prince acquired the settlement from Vasil Labunsky and, in 3 months, received the privileges of the Magdeburg Right from the Polish king. In honor of his father, he named the new town Konstantiniv. In 1632, the city was renamed Star Konstantiniv, since another Konstantiniv had already existed. The town was located at the very frontier of the Volhynia possessions of the Ostrov princes, namely on the border with Podilia. From this site, the Tatars attacked Volhynia most often. Therefore, the settlement was expected to be a powerful fortress that would stand against the enemy attacks. Since then, Prince Vasil began to call himself by a double name of Vasil Konstantin, in order to inherit the glory of his father and to be associated with the Byzantine Emperor Constantine, as well as the town of Konstantiniv with the Byzantine capital of Constantinople. When Vasil Konstantin took over Ostrov again in 1574, the prince set about building and strengthening the capital of the Ostrov principality rather than improving Konstantiniv. Nevertheless, he did not stop caring for Konstantiniv. He went on developing the castle there, built 5 temples, one of which was located in the castle building, and founded a school there. Of the 5 churches, 2 were stone and 3 were wooden. In the early 17th century, the prince began the construction of the Church of the Exaltation of the Holy Cross, which Janusz Ostrowski rebuilt into a Dominican church and monastery in 1613. The Church of the Exaltation was embodied in the defensive city structures, as well as its 30-meter bell tower served as a defensive tower. In 1620, the town came into the possession of the princes of Zaslav. Later, in 1682, it passed to the princes of Lubomir.